Welcome to Talking Politics. I'm Ryan Famuliner. The municipal elections are next week, and there are a number of local races and issues on the ballot in towns across mid-Missouri. We'll be talking about the big races all week on KBIA and online at kbia.org. This week on the show, we'll focus on the two city council races in Columbia. The race for the 3rd Ward Council seat in Columbia is familiar this year, since both candidates are squaring off for the third time in a row. Incumbent Gary Kespel is facing former councilmember Carl Scala. KBIA's Tony Nochum tells us what each candidate plans to do if elected and what they don't see eye to eye on, which is a lot.
They've been going head to head for the last 3 elections.
This will be round 3. Yes, the first election in 2007, I won by 63 votes. The second election in 2010, I lost by 54.
Carl Scala was the 3rd Ward Council member from 2007 to 2010.
I don't think there's a rivalry. I fundamentally disagree with Gary in terms of where he's coming from.
Incumbent 3rd Ward Councilman Gary Kespel does agree with that, though.
It's not a rivalry. He feels pretty passionately about city council position. So do I. He and I disagree on a lot of things.
Looks like he worked that list over pretty good.
I got every one of them done.
Do you?
Yes.
Kespel and his campaign team are finishing up a day of neighborhood canvassing, where he's been talking with people about Neighborhood Watch as the main public safety program.
It's my belief we could hire 500 police officers, and we couldn't cover the city because there's too many things going on. The city's too large. My goal is to have a neighborhood watch person on every block in every neighborhood association in the 3rd Ward.
Scala is emphasizing hiring more police officers to help protect citizens throughout Columbia.
Obviously, public safety, that's always an important issue. I favor community policing and a full staffing of the officers.
When it comes to the local economy, Scala says he wants to focus on the businesses already settled in the city instead of looking outward.
I favor relying on retention of existing businesses and entrepreneurship and not banking on attracting large businesses.
Kespel says bringing businesses into the city is the way to go.
I want to come up with some system to entice manufacturing and people who want to open businesses in Columbia to come to Columbia.
Kespel says one example would be to build a campus of Linn State Technical College in the city. With campuses in Jefferson City and Mexico, Kespel says the idea would be to train and retrain people who aren't employed and don't have the skill set to get a job.
With all the unemployed people in Columbia, we need them here. 21% of the residents of Columbia are below the poverty level. Last I heard, there were 4,200 people out of work in Columbia that want a job. And part of their problem, part of their difficulty is they're not trained in technologies of today.
Scala says that plan leaves out people who are unable to attend a post-secondary school.
I think we ought to emphasize some vocational technical education for those folks who maybe just have GEDs and do not even rise to the level of high school or postgraduate kinds of education. Service sector jobs, that kind of education, so that we make sure that we have the workforce necessary that really drives economic development.
Kespel said he talked with the LSTC president Don Claycomb about forming a plan to bring a vocational tech campus here. If reelected, Kespel plans to discuss this more with city manager Mike Mathis and the Columbia Career Center to partner in this initiative. Tony Nochum, KBIA News.
In the 4th Ward in Columbia, incumbent city councilmember Daryl Dudley is facing 2 challengers, former PedNet chief Ian Thomas and Bill Whitekemper, who just retired from his position as Columbia sewer maintenance superintendent last year. KBIA's Olga Krustaleva met with the candidates for the 4th Ward seat and has this.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
My name's Ian Thomas. I'm running for city council for the 4th Ward. The election's still a couple of weeks away, so I'm really just coming to...
Ian Thomas says he is going door-to-door because he believes to represent citizens best, he needs to know voters' concerns, and they should know about his desires and ideas. A lot of people he talked to, he says, speak about lack of entry-level jobs, the airport expansion issue, and infrastructure. One of Thomas's top priorities is developing sustainable and economical modes of transportation. He rides a bike or bus in Columbia and says he feels very comfortable doing so. With a background in science, Thomas says if elected, he would bring more research to the policy-making process.
A lot of public decision making is made based on conjecture or on emotion. And what I want to do if I get on city council is rigorously, study other communities where certain initiatives have been put in place and advance those projects that have the best research basis behind them.
As a co-founder of PedNet Coalition, a nonprofit promoting healthy modes of transportation, he spent a lot of time at city council meetings and became interested in the local public policy process. Daryl Dudley, who currently holds the post, says a lot of people come to talk to him at the gas station near the Hy-Vee store on West Broadway, where he works as a manager. He says people share their concerns with him and help him better understand the situation in the city. Dudley thinks what Columbia needs most now is jobs.
Jobs. We need to put people to work. We need entry-level jobs for people who don't have college educations.
Dudley says he is running for re-election to continue working on projects that the current government has started.
I've been city council for the last 3 years. I've learned a lot about the city, and we're making some changes in the direction the city is going, and I'm happy to be part of it.
The third candidate has been serving the city of Columbia for 37 years already. Recently retired Columbia Sewer Maintenance Superintendent Bill Waitkemper says he is running for office to make sure public money is being spent wisely.
Well, it's frequently easier just to ask for a tax increase or raise rates. That's the easy way to get money. It's more difficult to cut money from your budget and manage with what you've got rather than what you wish you had.
Waitkemper doesn't approve of the current government's budget planning. He says money should first be directed to projects of primary importance, like the 911 call center. Waitkemper says his experience in government and business would help him succeed as a city council member. If elected, Waitkemper says he would work to improve the city's infrastructure.
Our water lines, sewer lines, and stormwater lines, they're all deteriorating. They need to be improved before our roads are improved, because these water lines, sewer lines, and storm sewer lines are all buried under the roads. So it doesn't make much sense to improve the roads before you improve the infrastructure under roads.
The three candidates have different priority issues and some disagreements on governing and budget spending. What all of them have in common, though, is the desire to make Columbia better and serve its residents. Olga Krustalova, KBIA News.
That's it for this week's Talking Politics. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Thanks for listening.